From Eden by Fry, Volume 2, Heart. Petals. I think I can count on one hand, plus maybe one finger, perhaps even two, three at a stretch, the number of people I have actually fallen in love with. This surprises me because I think not all the hairs I now have on my head and in my beard combined would suffice to account for the number of people I think I have fallen in love with. There is, as always, a margin of error, but it is nowhere near as wide as one might imagine. Benjamin, first and most deeply, Stefan, under special circumstances, Janie, somewhat unexpectedly, the man whose name I can't remember, who stage managed one of the tours I was on, though I'm not sure now how that even happened, because the moment I fell out of love with him, I wondered what did I ever see in him, and wrote a song to that effect. The Willow, of course, and still am a little, and he knows it. Probably JJ, in a singular way, certainly Dominic, a little bit Edward, and indeed Moritz. Actually, that brings me up to 9, but already I need to qualify. Was I really in love with Stefan, or was I just blown away by how beautiful, charming, and unimaginably cute he was? There are many, many more. I have at some point been a little in love with, and still am, somewhere on the scale where it nearly registers, sometimes a bit more, then back to a bit less. And there are many, many whom I simply love, roundly, completely, for who they are. And there are borderline cases. Michael, at school, was I actually in love with him, or did I just love him, as I most certainly did? And before him, the English boy who came to our school in Switzerland on some exchange program. He was almost certainly the first person I ever had a genuine crush on. I was maybe 11 or 12, and he'd arrived into one year below or above, I believe, and I was so smitten that I bought him an ice cream. That was all. On our way to school, there was a kiosk where everybody bought their sweets. And although he wasn't in my year and we hadn't been introduced and I didn't know his name, I just felt compelled to let him know that I liked him. And so I bought him an ice cream. I gave it to him and he smiled and said, thank you. And I don't remember ever saying another word to him. But to this day, it makes me happy to think of the moment he smiled at me, a little surprised, but friendly and gracious in a way I had never seen anybody smile before and have rarely seen anyone smile since. That brief and simple but, in retrospect, devastating moment when innocence meets recognition. I realize this is something I should ask myself, something that maybe could help me today. I could learn maybe something from Jewel. That makes sense. Much more, in fact, than the idea that he could learn anything from me. I could perhaps learn from him how he did that, how he set up a pattern that to this day I haven't escaped. He's so much closer to it. He's in the process of doing it now. What is going on in his head? What, more to the point, in his heart? Obviously, I can't phrase my question like that. I obviously have to go about it smidgen-wise more dexterously. But if I played this one right, I might actually gain some insight.